integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, so we're going to be talking about the top 10 food additives to avoid. Well, in my opinion, perhaps we should avoid all food additives, because once a food has an additive to it, it doesn't become a food, or I shouldn't say it doesn't become a food anymore. It isn't a food anymore. It is a food product. And I think if we could make that distinction more and more, then we could really get serious about these conversations about food, because guess what? They are not going away. Everybody's talking about food all the time, every day, in every which way. So, but today we're going to be talking about, seriously, you know, we all know that we have to read labels to stay healthy. It's amazing information to get tuned into labels, not to be, you know, kind of obsessed about them. Well, maybe if that's helpful, but when you are informed, you're empowered. And we are here on Radio MD to inform you. And so, all right, Dr. Weiss.
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
Calling in. You sound amazing. You sound like you're on the phone, and I love it that we make the show happen no matter what.
No matter what.
What? No matter what?
Right. That's right. And we are going to protect you. And we are going to blog on this, Holly. So at RadioMD.com, these are going to be real chemical long names, and there's no way if you just hear them to remember this. So on your phone, on your iPad, you can pull this up in a blog, and you're going to see these additives. So even when you're walking around the grocery store, you'll be able to look and say, okay, sodium nitrate, that's out. I'm not getting it. And use this as a reference guide. And that's what we need to do. We need to have this good communication, stick together, until these companies figure out that we don't want it in our food. We want it out.
Well, and until we get really verbal from a grassroots movement, a lot of this stuff, I always say, it's very consumer-driven. We got big business here that's making big money on us. And if we just get, hey, we just make better choices and we start participating and using our minds, right? Waking up a little bit, we can really, truly, truly, truly make a difference. I've seen it happen in so many different ways. Now, let's talk about, so top 10 food additives to avoid and why. Because I think once people know the why, instead of just saying, oh, Dr. Decker and Dr. Holly, they said this. No, we want you to know why as well. So you can say around the water cooler, propylgalate, why should we avoid that?
We should avoid that because it is still being suspected as a carcinogen. It is found to cause, and it is found to, that means we know what it does. It can cause gastrointestinal, kidney, and liver problems. And here's the issue, Holly. When these things are studied in little amounts, we've covered this a lot of times before, but we keep kind of going back. Are the FDA and the EPA and the agriculture business, are they just monsters? No, they're not monsters, but they're not out to protect us. And what they'll do is they'll study these things in little amounts in animal studies, and they'll say, look, we're not finding any serious problems with the stuff. The body can handle little toxicity. But the stuff builds up in our system. That's the problem. This stuff sticks around, and the more you eat it, the more you're going to get of it. And that's to the listeners. That's the rub here, okay? So when the FDA and in agriculture industry is coming around and saying, in the beef industry, no, this stuff is safe. Don't worry about it. What they're saying is in little amounts in our limited studies, yes. But when we start to do these bigger long-term studies, what do we find? The stuff is showing up in breast milk. This stuff is showing up in kidneys and in damage, and then all of a sudden somebody gets a disease, and then we inventory the toxins in their body, and boom, what do we find? And we're not out to protect for it. Shall we go through some more of these here?
Sure. So as you said, I love the word blog, and it's one of my favorite words, and I'll tell you why. It's a few words that can actually be a noun and a verb at the same time. So you're going to blog on it, which is a verb, and there will be a blog on these. So don't worry about writing these things down. Just go to RadioMD.com. You'll see this here. All right. So we went through propyl. See, I can't even say them. You shouldn't be eating them if I can't say them. Okay. Now, this has been kind of a celebrity status sort of additive, MSG, monosodium glutamate. Mm-hmm. Why should we avoid that? And that's everywhere. I mean, this guy is found in canned soups and chips and crackers and salad dressings and frozen foods and spices. Mm-hmm. And it's how it's disguised. It says it's a spice or it's a natural flavoring or it's a seasoning.
It's a tenderizer is usually what it's used for, is a tenderizer. And here's the thing. There's more deception on this. Commonly used in Asia, MSG. Quite a bit has been used in Asia, and there they'll have problems with it too. They just really don't get to say much about it. But in Asia, but you'll go into a Chinese restaurant and say, "Do you use monosodium glutamate?" And they'll say no, or MSG. So you'll sit down, you'll eat it, and some people are very sensitive. It'll set off migraines, dizziness, nausea, and it will be lingering for a few days, almost like a bad hangover for those of us who have gone through that, or if you've eaten some bad food. But it lingers for a few days until it goes away, kind of adding to chronic fatigue. Like, you may not know why you're tired all the time. Turns out it might be MSG. But here's the thing about the Asian restaurants is they can say they're MSG-free if they don't add it in, but most of them use prepackaged goods that they throw in, like a like an herbal blend, like a combination of spices or this. As long as they're not adding separate MSG in, they don't have to declare it. And so therefore, you're kind of left out in the dry, left out in the dark. So don't trust where a restaurant says that they're MSG-free. Common to cause nausea and dizziness, but I've seen a lot of people that this has set off migraines and in rare cases, seizures. It's been pretty been reported as well.
That's amazing information. So you're left out in the dry dark, actually, because that is seriously amazing information. Very, very, very important to understand that. You can say MSG-free, but guess what? You're still, if you go to that restaurant, you might be sourcing yourself some MSG. Okay, we've got a couple minutes, and I want to get through these because I think it's important. Hydrogenated vegetable oil, okay? So this is known as a trans fat. It can be found, gosh, almost everywhere. Why? Like, so lard, margarine, cookies, pastries, chips, popcorn. Oh, my gosh. I went to the Natural Product Expo. You were there as well. There's so much popcorn going on. People were popping corn left and right because they were popping it with, like, coconut oil. But I'm still, it's still popcorn. Hopefully it's not GMO. But what's going on with the hydrogenated vegetable oil?
Well, yeah, and I'll take a little exception to that. Lard is generally safe, believe it or not. Lard is a saturated fat, like coconut, more saturated. The more saturated, the safer. But coconut's still not going to be safe to cook with popcorn. Because until it's completely saturated, like a lard, it has the ability to go trans. Now, trans is an unnatural fat that causes heart disease, probably cancer, and things like kidney failure, and pretty much everything. But it's the main thing. Trans fats are one of the main things that are linked to heart disease. And it's when we went from lard over to, and listen, lard, it's not particularly good for you, saturated fat, but it's nothing like when you use a canola or a sunflower or a safflower or even a good olive and you heat it. And yes, a good olive oil, still once you heat it, becomes a problem. And you'll see this on labels as hydrogenated vegetable oil or partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. That's heart disease in a can right there. And I'm going to go back to some things that, and Holly, this drives me crazy. When you are in a store and you'll see a canola oil in a clear glass or plastic bottle and it'll say trans fat free. Well, maybe when it left the factory, but not now. You know, clear bottles, the light will break it up. Maybe the second it got out of the canola bean, it wasn't trans fat, but now it is. And they're never safe to do it with. Yeah.
I love you so much in general, like on a daily basis, but when you get passionate about something, I love it. I love it. I love it even more.
I hate when people are deceived. Okay. You know, we're at a natural products expo and people are cooking popcorn and they're being told this is good with these oils that are going to trans.
So we got 60 seconds left and you're a consumer advocate and that's why I love you so much. Okay, aspartame. Hit this one and hit this one hard.
Aspartame, basically you're looking at kidney problems. You are looking at... Boy, any kind of chronic food poisoning problems that you'll get, along with it makes you gain weight. The thing about aspartame or NutraSweet is it never leaves your body, so we're not quite sure what that really does. Also, under heat, it converts to formaldehyde. So get to the blog and get to know the things to avoid.
All right, that's what we're going to do on RadioMD.com. You're going to go see this blog. We had only time for 5 of the top 10 food additives to avoid. There's so much more information out there for you. Just go ahead and click.